Look at you go, knocking stuff out, letting nothing get in the way. Whatever life throws at you, you throw it back at 97 miles an hour. And if the chips are down, you make more guacamole. Yes, you got what it takes. Because there's no stopping you with you on your side. Everwise believes in the power of you, cheering as you take on the world. Everwise Credit Union. Confidence changes everything. Now go get 'em.
So there was a lot to unpack, you know, at the Grammys. Yeah, where do you want to start from in regards to it?
Yeah, I mean, I watched the Grammys pretty much in its entirety. It wasn't the worst, I guess, Grammys I've seen, but I just the with the Grammys, they don't even hide it anymore, you know? Like before, they would try to kind of hide their hand of like it being so agenda driven in terms of just like checking off boxes in the whole realm of DEI. But it's just, I don't know, it just makes music seem so fabricated, you know? And it's just like as a fan, it's just like, yeah, you can just be delusional and just like give into it and the awards that are given out, but it just doesn't seem like there's any integrity in the sport of music at this point. They just want to ride the wave of trends, and they have the agenda that they put forth, and they're just gonna go about it, right? And it's just, I just don't know what to say about it. But again, it is what it is. It's the reason why there's people that boycott the awards and the Grammys, and they don't even submit their music there. Because again, it goes back to Drake's speech the last time he was at the Grammys. Like, it shouldn't matter about you winning a Grammy and how many Grammys you do have, because clearly it's not, they don't really care about your ability to make music or have fans or to change someone's life through music or have impact on fans through your music. They just care about an agenda that they're trying to put forth out there and checking boxes that they have as a private entity. And that's their sole focus. And whatever ensures that is fulfilled is what they care about. They don't care much about the artists or anything else, right? And it's a shame, really and truly. But it's just, as a spectator, it's just, I see right through it at the end of the day.
Yeah, I've been done with the Grammys for a while. As of late, I don't even really take them seriously. And I would say for quite some time now.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's always times where you see, where you know very clearly and obviously someone should win, and then they don't end up winning.
Yeah.
Okay, it's just politics. And then they try to overcorrect, and then they go in a completely different direction, and then they go into another extreme.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, I mean, it's interesting you brought up the DEI thing, because we know right now, like politically, socially, there is, you know, mass calls for, you know, ending DEI programs, which I see the legitimacy in. Like, it's about someone's proficiency in being able to do something.
Yeah.
Like, if someone's going to perform open heart surgery, you want the best surgeon doing the surgery. You don't want someone doing it like, hey, you know, we're going to give you a female surgeon, or because, you know, we are all about representation.
Yeah.
Like, how about we just be about doing a good job? Like, you know, so there's a big push for that. And then I think because Hollywood, it's entertainment, they're going against that. So they're going to, as a way to push back, it's like, no, we're going to lean into it even more.
Mm-hmm.
Just to kind of send a message that we're not with that. You know what I mean? I just realized just how fake the industry really is across the board. Like, I think, was it last year they gave Jay-Z They gave Jay-Z
Was
a
it the
Lifetime
Impact?
Achievement Award, an Impact Award, or something like
Yeah,
that.
yeah.
And then he said, "Oh, my wife has all of these Grammys, never once won Album of the Year.
Yeah.
Make that make sense to me."
Yeah.
So now this year, she does. Last year, she puts out a country album.
Yeah.
I personally haven't listened to it,
Me either.
but I know she's not the face of country music.
No.
I
And
know
again, it's
she's.
just she just hopped in and is she gonna make another one? So that's like she just made it that one time and then that's that.
So then, yeah, you just give it to her. And then to me, I was just so annoyed by that little fake
Yeah.
shit that she did where she started looking both ways, shocked, like she had no idea she was gonna win. Like that really annoyed me, bro.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I'm glad, honestly, like again, you go on Twitter and again, there's the Beehive and everything, so excited about her winning it and everything like that. Of course, they're fans, but I'm glad the Country Music Awards didn't give her the award, give any awards because they see it for what it is. Like
Well,
no, you're not just gonna come here and make an album with an accent here from Houston, put on an outfit and say, I'm a country artist, or I made a country album and give me awards. Like, it just doesn't work like that. You know what I mean?
and it goes both ways. You know what I mean? Like it goes both ways where it's like if someone started like cosplaying as like a black artist and started doing it,
Yeah.
they wouldn't like them going to black award shows and winning awards from their own artists, right?
Yeah, they not like us. What happened to that?
And
We're just singing
it's crazy
it.
to me because like my thing is people get so upset like, oh well the CMAs they're gatekeeping Beyonce and they're not letting her in. So then my thing is if hip hop is a culture, right, and many people will say it's a culture, why don't you guys just do a better job at gatekeeping it and not just letting everybody in? Like,
Yeah.
who's stopping you from doing that is
Yeah.
what, like, my thinking.
Yep.
Like, if you don't like what a guy like Post
Keep it
Malone,
hip hop. Yeah.
yeah, if you don't like what a guy like Post Malone is doing, then why
Or
not just.
Tommy, Tommy, who's the other Tommy Richmond. That's the new
Yeah.
one that they're mad at.
Oh,
Yeah.
yeah? Okay, I haven't even heard of this guy,
Yeah.
bro, but but why not just gatekeep it the way other people are gatekeeping it? But if you guys want to openly welcome people and say, yeah, they're invited to the cookout, well, not everyone is as welcoming and open as you are.
All right.
Right? So you have to keep that in mind. So her, like, doing a country album, okay, cool, she did it. It was experimental, but that doesn't mean it
Yeah.
was the best thing that came out this year.
Yeah.
So,
It's
I
a
mean,
shame. Yeah.
yeah. So I can see why people would be annoyed about it. And if you're someone who's a beneficiary of an award, why would you even want something to be given to you that was given to you just because of your ethnicity versus actually having earned it?
Too much truth. You're talking about too much truth, Yusuf. And I don't
And
like the truth.
but that would be offensive, bro.
Yeah.
It's like, man, I worked hard on this, but yeah, I'll give it to you because you're black. You know, like
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
that's it. Like
Yeah. But they hide it. You know, they hide it and like, oh no, it was actually really good. Like, you know, like look how much people listened to it and supported it. And was it they did they support it because your name's Beyonce? Or because of the music. I think
exactly.
it's the name and the brand.
And and then in regards to like, you know, because you did mention that some artists, you know, they tend to skip it altogether.
Yeah.
The Weeknd is an example of a guy who got like robbed by them. Like After Hours was an incredible album.
Yeah, it was.
And like the impact that it had at the time that it, the year that it came out, it was a very impactful album, right? There was, I guess, some behind the scenes stuff that happened
Yeah.
that they didn't nominate him for a single award.
Yeah.
So that's an example of like them being extreme in their politics. Like we said, it's all politics. Because it didn't get nominated for anything, does that mean that it wasn't a good album? No, it's not. It doesn't make it any less of a great album. It was a great album,
Yeah.
right? And he held his ground. He never submitted anything else for nomination. And then I think really and truly the Recording Academy, they came with their tails tucked and they begged him to come back.
Yeah. Well, I also have a question about this.
Okay.
or I guess it's more so a conspiracy, or just it almost ties into the whole Kendrick UMG component of this all. As we all are aware, Weeknd and Drake aren't on the best terms, and he played his hand in taking his shot at Drake as well. So now for the Recording Academy to side with another Canadian fellow artist in the Weeknd, and them knowing that they have someone like the Weeknd in their back pocket per se, there's no need for someone like Drake. So I feel like them tucking their tail was almost a another shot, or just a another way to say, we don't need you, right? Like, yeah, you're this whole big artist, or you think you're bigger than us, but we have a guy like The Weeknd who's just as big as you, and he's a Canadian artist, and it shows us we're diverse and we support artists around the globe. And if we have a guy like The Weeknd, there's no need for a guy like Drake. So it makes sense for them to say, hey, wouldn't it be smart if we bring him back The Weeknd too, and have him come back in our good graces and ensure that we give him awards the following year, because now he's back with us, to spite Drake even more for being in against us. So I almost that's where my mind went out, went with it when I saw The Weeknd coming back. But what do you think about that?
That's a pretty interesting perspective, to be honest. I never really thought of it that way. I think it's plausible. I think there might be elements of truth to what you said. The way I looked at it when I saw it was, I think that they were just really desperate for credibility because Drake kind of blew the lid off the whole thing when he said, "Hey, look, like you don't really need an award. If you have fans that are showing up waiting to come see you perform, you don't need this award," right? That kind of invalidated it. And then on top of that, too, with the stunt that they pulled with him back in 2021 with The Weeknd, I think their credibility was really hurt. And then we all know Drake has that bar where he's like, "I use a Grammy as a doorstop." And he literally put a picture on IG of him using a Grammy as a doorstop. So, like, I think their credibility was really hurt. So it's not in their best interest to continue this, feud with one of the best artists of our generation right now, probably the best artist of our generation right now, right? It's already bad enough you alienated one, but then to alienate another, it wouldn't be good. You know what I mean?
So I mean, that's why I think like they had to pick one side. They can't lose both of these big artists, right? So it's like, okay, Drake's clearly too far gone, as we're awarding Kendrick every award that we could award him with in the Grammys. So we know Weeknd is someone that doesn't really side with Drake at the moment. So that's our only other end, is maybe repairing things with a guy like The Weeknd. So I just thought of it, and that was my perspective, just knowing that as we went and built the award show and Kendrick won Song of the Year, Record of the Year, and five Grammys, that of course they would throw some more icing on the cake and just have the repair their relationship with The Weeknd, knowing that that's a enemy of Drake as well.
And it wasn't the song of the year because there's songs that I heard playing everywhere a lot more than that one. Like, that's not even, and I don't want to use this as a measuring stick, but if you walk in a mall, that's not a song you're going to hear playing. Like, that's a very specific song.
It's a moment. It was a song that just had a moment, and the song in an actuality isn't really that good in terms of the lyrics, in terms of just what he's saying. Yes, there's a good catchy beat, West Coast beat. Like, it's not like we haven't heard a West Coast beat before, but the lyrics are somewhat garbage, to be honest,
Bro,
but it's
this
just the impact is just what he's saying about artists up to the magnitude of Drake that it's somewhat popular, but the
and
record in itself, like, come on.
bro, and that's what I, and literally it's funny because this is what I was saying like 9 months ago. I was like, it was just a moment thing. It wasn't actually like if you actually break down both lyrics bar for
Yeah.
bar,
It's terrible.
it was actually not that good, but it's just the beat I think did more for him than his
Yeah.
actual bars.
Yeah,
Like,
the bars were childish, to be honest.
it
They're
was
childish
like,
bars.
and then when you actually break it down, like a lot of his bars came from Twitter, like came from
Yeah.
like people trolling Drake on Twitter.
Yeah.
So that to me kind of takes away from it too. And he didn't address any of the stuff that he was saying, you know, but
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know. It's just not you're not gonna throw on that song at the end of the day. You're not gonna just put on Not Like Us at weddings, at like you're just not gonna throw it
no.
on because it's just like it'll be weird.
Bro, there was
Eventually, it'll be weird. It'll just be like, what? Like
and
certified pedophile? What? What are we
yeah,
talking
like
about?
and to me, like to be honest, bro, like I think what it does, it really kind of just shows how fake the industry is because
Exactly. As
everyone,
clear as day.
yeah, because like everyone in there, like you know, because they're rapping along when he was going up to accept his award, and then they all went crazy when it's a line like A minor, right?
Yeah.
And then everyone was singing along. And I'm looking at it like, okay, Jay-Z has a few records with him, right? I think he has three records with him at the very
Yeah.
least. I know he was on Thank Me Later.
Yeah.
He was on
Scorpion
Scorpion and Nothing Was the
and
Same.
Pound Cake. Yeah.
So
Pound Cake.
and then I think was it Scorpion? Yeah, it was on Scorpion. And
Yeah.
then also too, he was on Certified Lover Boy. So they have four tracks together.
Yeah.
So you worked with him. Beyoncé worked with him.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift did an Apple Music commercial with him, I
Yeah.
remember.
Yeah.
So in some form and fashion, people in that room either had or have some kind of relationship with Drake. They have some level of rapport with him, I'm sure. And it's like you guys are just gonna turn on him like that? And to call someone a pedophile, bro, to me is very disgusting. Like there's certain things you don't call people, bro.
Yeah.
Like, you don't call another man gay,
Yeah.
and you don't call another man a pedophile, and you don't call someone a rapist. Like those are three things that you can't just go out there accuse
Say,
someone of being
yeah.
that you can never substantiate. And then what to me, what makes it really disgusting is like, oh, you know, this person, you know, Baka got a weird case. Why is he around? And then now we find out TDE
Yeah.
has the weird cases flying, like going around.
Isn't that ironic?
So it's like, you got to be careful. And this is the thing about Kendrick that really annoys me, right? Is I think him throwing like that accusation at Drake, it's really desensitized people because now I see people on like Twitter just calling someone else, yeah, you're a pedophile. With like, no.
Yeah.
Like, just,
Yeah.
it's become such a like common insult now.
But again, the Grammys did it too, because
They did.
you're giving this record all these awards, but the substance, like, what's the record about? Like, what do we, like, why, like, what was the rationale behind this decision that this won the award? The moment, or it being attached to Drake, or the actual song? Like, what are we doing here?
And it's like, and bro, I'll be honest with you, right? I don't really listen to someone like Billie Eilish.
Yeah.
I don't know her discography. But I know that her song, like Birds of a Feather,
Birds of a feather. It was a
it
smash.
was everywhere, bro.
Everywhere. Yeah,
Like it went viral, like on TikTok. It
yeah.
was all over people's IG stories. Like this track was everywhere.
Organic.
It
Yeah.
was organic. It
Yeah.
wasn't, it was just her crafting a hit. You mean to tell me Not Like Us won over that? Like, and Taylor Swift is Taylor Swift, right? I don't really listen too much to her stuff either,
Yeah.
right? But still, I would think at least those two would get a nod over a song like Not Like Us. But then again, you also mentioned the whole DEI thing too. It's like, hey, we don't want to look like a racist
Yeah,
organization
so
that.
they gotta balance it out, you know? It's a balancing act at the end of the day. That's all I see at the Grammys done. It's just a balancing act.
But that's the thing. You're always going to have to do a balancing act when what you're doing is not rooted in truth,
Yeah.
right? If it's not rooted in truth, or it's not just rooted in what's actually best for music, then you're always going to have to do with these balancing acts, because now you got to start counting favors versus this, right? And it's like, why not just go with facts?
Yeah.
No, Not Like Us was not the biggest song that came out last year.
No. It was just again, it was just that moment, and then the podcast and all the hip hop media just ran it up. But then again, that's just one community of music. We can't look that in the in its entirety of it being the best record overall. Like, we
Yeah.
can't negate everything else just because we're privy to it, but everyone else is like, wait, what is this? Like, what are we talking about? Pedophile and all that? We're going at Drake. You're like, oh wow, like he dissed Drake. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it wasn't the song organically that made it what it was. It was the talking points that grew the song. Right, to be what it is. And it's not so much they were talking about like the song, they were just talking about the beef and the back and forth between Drake and Kendrick at the end of the day. Right?
And I think too, there's two figures that I think really play a role in this. The CEO of Universal,
Yeah,
I'm
high
talking about.
five and everyone, yeah.
Yeah, so I think he plays a big role in this, and like kind of like sending a message to Drake. But then also too, I think a guy like Jay-Z, to be
Yeah.
honest, I think he really has his hands involved in the Academy.
Yeah.
In
100%.
terms of not just, facilitating Beyonce to win, but also getting some of these other acts to win as well, right? I mean, the fact that like Nicki Minaj has never won a Grammy, and then all of a sudden you're giving it to, what's her name, Doechii or something?
Yeah, don't you? Yeah.
That's interesting to me. That's not to say that, again, I don't really listen to these people, so I
Yeah.
can't sit here and say she didn't deserve to win it, but it's all politics at the end of the day.
Yeah.
And I think UMG is UMG, right? Like,
You can see the influence,
yeah,
right?
it's
And it's
in the
almost clear.
name. It's in the name, Universal. So they handle global distribution. So everything's going to go through them.
And
But I
then
think.
again, Jay-Z is head of the whole Super Bowl, right? The performances and what's not better to promote it with having the artist that's performing be a guy that's winning five Grammys before his performance,
And that's
right?
what I think Jay-Z has kind of made it a personal goal of his that I want to see it at all of these tables, right? So he kind of took, like with the NFL, he took the Colin Kaepernick thing
Yeah.
and finessed his way to get into getting into the NFL,
Yeah.
right? And then now he kind of saw a way that he can get himself into the Academy, and he probably thought, okay, the Impact Award is a good way for me to facilitate a seat at the table, right?
Yep.
And so I think it's like, hey, we want to give you this Impact Award, and it's like, hey, that can be used as a way to build a bridge towards getting there. And now he's trying to exert influence in everything.
Yeah.
So I think he's another, not so shadowy figure to kind of like to be mindful of, so to speak. Because he's trying to basically find different avenues to gatekeep.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. I mean, it's going to be interesting, and then looking at this year, looking back at 2024, and then now looking to 2025, and just looking at things in hindsight, it'll be interesting, right? We're coming off artists like Lil Baby. He drops his album, kind of came and went. And then we have an artist like The Weeknd, a bigger artist, dropped his album on Friday, and it's getting a lot of positive reviews to start. I would say it's definitely the end of a trilogy, a second trilogy, which
Yeah.
is quite remarkable. to say the least. And then he announces his tour with Playboi Carti as well. Beyonce announces her tour, the Cowboy Carter tour, as well. And then we have Drake, after all this noise, right? First thing he does Monday morning, he puts out the teaser and announcement of his collaboration project with Party Next Door, dropping on Valentine's Day. So what how do you see 2025 going, in the realm of music for a lot of these big acts?
And I've always said this, I've always been neutral when it comes to The Weeknd and Drake because they have their own history with each other. So it doesn't even make any sense for me, people who've known each other as long as they've known each other, to even try to pick a side. That's their thing, right? But I will say, I think this year is really shaping up to be a big year for him because, like, yeah, he has the album, he has a stadium tour, and then on just today, at the like the day that we're recording this, he drops a trailer for a movie.
Yeah, I saw that.
Now, so I think he's kind of geared up where he's gonna like a big portion of this year, because now he has the album that just came out. May the movie comes out, and then that same month he be and then I think that same month he begins his tour up until September. So he kind of has 3/4 of the year that he's looking to really dominate, right?
Yeah, like he it was a somewhat quiet year for him last year. I mean, he did pop out here and there and a few features and stuff like that, and he had a few singles that he put out. But I think, again, him showing up at the Grammys, this is his coming out party, of
Yeah.
like, you're gonna hear me, you're gonna see me, you're gonna feel this last part of the weekend.
And I think with Drake, I mean, he did announce that joint album with Cardi, right? I think the album is going to do well overall because, obviously it's Drake. But to be honest with you, and I've said this about Drake before, I think what makes him so endearing is also sometimes what hurts him. So that level of consistency that he's always delivered music, as someone who enjoys his music, you always appreciate it because you have something to look forward to. You have something that you can listen to, right? But what it does is sometimes when you're too out there and you're too kind of available, it makes people start to take you for granted and very.
And then they and just and then you're always the topic of conversation, right?
Yeah.
Whether it's whether it's positive or negative, right? But then
So,
coming off the year you had, it's gonna be hard for them to just switch up and say, "Oh, wow, this project, I'm back on Drake's side." It's just not gonna work like that.
I mean, it's good that he's putting it out because obviously it's music, it's two talented artists. But is the climate ready for something like that? Because I think that's around the same weekend of the Super Bowl performance, right?
It's just after
Is it just so that album's coming out when
the 14th, the Super Bowl is the 9th.
the ninth? Okay, so it's just after, right? So with these lawsuits, I believe a large portion of these lawsuits is it was to make that song Not Like Us kind of like persona non grata, to kind of make it so uncomfortable that it's like, hey, Kendrick, you know what? Just don't bother performing that song. Like, just skip it because we don't want the legal blowback and all this stuff that might come with it, right? But because of what happened at the Grammys, now I'm starting to think that Kendrick might be very emboldened. Roc Nation, Jay-Z, they might be very emboldened. UMG might be emboldened to say, hey, look, this is a Grammy award-winning song of the year. We have to do it. And then to drop an album on the heels of that, it would be challenging. It's a challenging
Makes sense.
climate to be in. And then on top of that too, they just announced that that same day Sabrina Carpenter is dropping a deluxe version of an album.
Oh, really, eh?
Yeah, and I don't listen to her,
Yeah, but you know
but
what the labels are doing.
yeah, you know what the implication is, like. I've heard of her name before,
Yeah.
but I've never listened to her myself, but
Yeah.
I could imagine that this is probably a way to try to do a little bit of.
Yeah. Like labels are gonna treat Drake like how Jay-Z would treat Nas. Like they're gonna
A
try to
little bit
step
of
on everything he does.
a sabot, yeah, a little bit of sabotage, you know what I
Yeah.
mean? And so it's like, so if it comes out, so Kendrick does, he does his performance, he does that song.
Yeah, it's gonna again cause mass
It'll
affection
trend.
and oh my
Exactly.
gosh, Kendrick, this, that, like wow, like yeah.
Exactly. It'll trend. Drake will trend.
Podcast after podcast is
Yeah.
gonna be recapping it, yeah.
And then now Drake drops this album.
Yeah.
Right. And then let's just say the album, let's just say it's a good album.
Like good, just
Yeah.
good, like good, not even excellent, good,
But
yeah.
even if we
Even
say,
if it's excellent, they're
yeah.
gonna just have it as good regardless. So just put it as good.
And then let's just say, right, the sales come out and it's like, well, yeah, you know, it's on pace to doing 150 to 160,000 first week. What is the narrative going to be? Oh, Kendrick effectively ended Drake's run at the top. So I personally think if I was Drake, I mean, he already put the announcement out. So I'm sure if it's coming, it's coming. If he tries to push it back, oh, Drake is running from the heat of the performance. So he's kind of trapped, right?
Look at you go, knocking stuff out, letting nothing get in the way. Whatever life throws at you, you throw it back at 97 miles an hour. And if the chips are down, you make more guacamole. Yes, you've got what it takes. Because there's no stopping you with you on your side. Everwise believes in the power of you, cheering as you take on the world. Everwise Credit Union. Confidence changes everything. Now go get 'em.
But if I was Drake, I would say, yo, you know what? Focus on this tour right now.
Yeah.
Enjoy your life and just take a break from the music. Not because you're not talented, not because you're not that guy or anything, but just because the climate,
Yeah.
you kind of got to know when to lay low.
Yeah.
And
But it's just a lose-lose, right? Because like the way Drake's playing it, he's playing it in a way where he's just like he's ignoring the noise and he's still moving accordingly. You know, I'm still gonna do what I have planned. I don't care what other what all the noise and all the everyone else is saying. I'm still gonna do me, and I know it's still gonna succeed. Which, yeah, it will. But any little decline in this American environment and culture, American media, they're gonna step all over, and it's gonna continue to get at Drake and continue. They again. We can't act like they weren't getting at Drake or hating on his music or talking about his decline prior to this Kendrick beef. Like there, he was already receiving hate just because it was too much Drake before Kendrick. So now he's just within this climate, it's just even worse, right? Because
I agree, but
whatever he does, like of course, again, it's him and Party. It's not gonna do astronomical numbers, you know what I mean? There's little like build up to it. Yes, there was he teased it back way back when and everything like that, but there hasn't been much promotion around this project that it's going to be like everyone's anticipating it. It's not that, right? So naturally, the numbers aren't going to be Drake numbers, right? The numbers are going to be low, but the narrative is going to still be the narrative. Right? And how long does that narrative last, right? And I agree with you. I feel like the best way that he could approach this is knowing the climate is what it is. Do your tour, make your money, do your thing with the OVO man dem, be out there in Australia doing what you gotta do, 700K lunches and stuff like that. Live life and see how the media does. Or how music in the industry does when you're just not there.
yeah,
You
and
know what I
just,
mean?
man, just enjoy yourself and enjoy the fruit of your labor. You know what I mean? Like I think with a guy like Kendrick, right? I think a lot of it is mystique because he's not always out there popping out.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like he'll give you music, he'll disappear, and then eventually people will be like, yo, where is he? Where is he? Where is he?
Yeah.
Then eventually, at his own time, he'll come out, right?
Yeah.
Same thing that The Weeknd does. And you could look at it and say, look, you know, it's authentic to their character. They're just naturally quiet to themselves kind of guys. But I also think there's a certain level of good that they do because it's like they give people time to miss them and take a break from them, right?
And it works, all right? It
It does,
works.
because like there's a song that's on this album that I remember he was playing it on Instagram Live back in 2020 when he dropped After Hours, called The Abyss. So that's a song that he was teasing all the way back in 2020. And then
And
I
for it to
remember,
come out now, it's just like for fans, it's like, oh my God, this is
but
the
people, like people, including myself, I'm not gonna lie, people, including myself, were hype, like, yo, I want to hear this track. I want to hear this track. You know, fans were taking the little snippet that they heard from that Instagram live. They were trying to like master it to try to make like their own complete version. But it's not the same because you never heard it in full, right? So now when he comes out with it, it means that much more to people because it's like there was an anticipation, there was a buildup, 5 years in the making. So I don't think it would hurt Drake. Like his last album came out 2023. I don't think it would hurt him to say, yo, you know what? I'm gonna drop an album end of 2025 or sometime in 2026. Like I think it would do good for him, you know, but I think Drake is just doing what he knows best, which is,
Being active, you know what
yeah,
I
be
mean?
active and put out music regardless. But sometimes, you know, the thing that makes you great is sometimes the thing that can also work against you too.
100%. And he I just don't like, he took the summer off, right? And the last time he took a summer off, nothing was the same came, right? So I feel like he's trying to almost do that same, replicate that same thing. Took a summer off, and then he's gonna try to take over this summer. I mean, will it work in this climate? Will the climate die down after the whole Kendrick Super Bowl? Maybe, possibly. It's gonna be interesting. After the Super Bowl, and these podcasters no longer have Kendrick to talk about or build up to this whole performance. Because again, American media has just been living up to, it's just been a whole parade, you know, and celebration, Grammys, now building up to the Super Bowl, to just, you know, have that parade around Drake's downfall. And it'll be interesting when that slowly dies down. Like, the Super Bowl is going to come and go. There's no longer going to be those discussions that to be had anymore. Drake's going to be in Australia doing his tour till May or whatever or however long he's over there for. And then what's going to be the talk of the discussion in terms of hip hop and music, right? These other artists, they don't want to discuss. So when it's not attached to Drake, I just find it interesting to see how they're going to materialize discussion that's going to be intriguing and interesting.
And that's partially too why I think he should do it that way. Just to show you guys, like, yo, like, you guys turned on me. Now, look,
Look
like,
who you
you guys
dealt with,
turned
like,
on me and look where it got you. You know what I mean? Like, look where all of that got you now.
Who's gonna be the
And
face now? Like, who you gonna rely upon when things get, you know, quiet? Kendrick? All right. Let's see how
That's
that
the
goes.
thing, like, and yeah, so his tour runs until mid-March. So he's there for like about like yeah, just over a month. So and that's really what I'm thinking partially too, is like make people miss you, like make the media see, like, yo, like this guy, like we kind of took him for granted. Make the fans be like, yo, we want more music from Drake. Where's Drake? It's been so long. We haven't got a Drake thing. Where is he? Where is he? And then you hit people with a snippet. And then it's kind of like, oh, Drake's coming back. Drake's coming back. Like, you got to give people time to miss you. And for him, I think, like, just from like a mental health standpoint, even because, I mean, we could look at it as people on the outside looking in and see, like, oh yeah, you know, people at the Grammys were rapping along as he was winning. But As someone who's on the receiving end of that, that shit had to hurt, bro.
For sure. And
Like,
yeah, and again, there's a reason why he's suing, right, and trying to downplay the popularity of the song, because again, it's we're in an environment, an internet generation where things spread and people will be talking about it, and kids gonna hear about it, and everyone's talking about it, and they just like, you know, he doesn't want it out there like that, you know what I mean? And it's like it's hard to deal with when it's just everywhere and there's always some type of discussion about him being a pedophile or whatever the case may be, right? So of course it's a lot to deal with, right? And it's he can't even avoid it even if he wants to. The clips are forever just out there forever and ever, and he's been a topic of discussion for a full year. 2024, there wasn't a week where Drake's name wasn't in the media,
and
right?
yeah, and it's like the I don't know if Kendrick's on TDE anymore. I don't know, but I know he had at one point he had affiliation with them.
Yeah, I believe he's no longer with TD.
Okay, yeah, I figured. Okay, and then like, but now this stuff comes out that they actually have some stuff going on, and no one wants to talk about it. Like, it's just like.
Yeah, nothing. Kendrick can't lose right now. That's the thing. Just to spite Drake.
But
Whatever
that's like.
Kendrick does, whatever he puts out, could be good, could be bad. He could have a terrible Super Bowl performance that's underwhelming, but people are still, oh my God, wow, Kendrick. Him having SZA help him out through the performance. Oh wow, oh, Kendrick and SZA, wow, what a performance.
And look at the narratives, like, because even too, I did notice that, like, this guy can't even do a solo set by himself. Like, it's
And
only,
SZA's trying to downplay, like, oh no, it's Kendrick's show, Kendrick, no,
but
Kendrick's
it's
putting
a
it together.
15-minute, it's a 15-minute set. You go in, you do what you got to do. Like, but the fact you can't even hold your own for 15 minutes, that's very telling. And then on top of that, they're putting out narratives like, oh, Drake's having a hard time selling out shows in like Perth. Tickets are going for real cheap. But then, is this guy selling out stadium seats? Like, what are his ticket sales looking like?
I know they're not, they can't be that good. I know they can't be that good. There's
No,
no
I'm
way.
pretty sure the ticket sales are not that good because usually you get alerts like, oh, the tickets are sold out, right? Like I seen what a sold out stadium looks like. When The Weeknd sells out, I know they sell out. I've seen it with my own eyes. I've seen Beyonce sell out stadiums. You know when it's sold out. And usually labels would have no problem doing some posts on social media. Oh, tickets for the stadium tour are sold out. Like they will publicize it, right? The fact that we've heard nothing about this guy selling out anything, why is that?
Because as big as an artist that Kendrick is, like this whole Drake beef has been the highlight of his career,
Yeah.
right? And it's not because of what he's the music he put out per se, or just like him as an artist, or his popularity. It's not really about that. It's just the New York Giants beating the New England Patriots when the New England Patriots were undefeated in 16-0. That's all it is. Is Eli Manning the best quarterback of all time?
No.
No. But did he was he a hero when he slayed the dragon and Tom Brady? Yes. So Kendrick's just a hero right now, and that's how he's viewed in the public right now. So
But
again, that doesn't last long. Next year, Eli wasn't looking the greatest.
and the thing is, to be a stadium status artist is there has to be substance to you, right? Like, so for example, we'll take the Weeknd as an example, right? When he was gonna do his tour for After Hours, it was gonna be arenas. But then he got the opportunity to do the Super Bowl. And it makes sense that you do the Super Bowl over performing at the Grammys because the bigger venue, more eyeballs will be there. So he took the Super Bowl stadium NFL invested what they invested in, but he took $7 million of his own, like $7 million of his own, to invest it into the show as well,
Right.
because he wanted to basically show that he can create something in a stadium.
Yeah.
And that opened his eyes to a whole bigger audience outside of his core.
100%.
And they saw the way that he did a stadium show. They saw that this guy has a deep catalog with a lot of hits. So once he experienced that, it's like, okay, now I can maybe rework everything instead of doing arenas, just do stadiums. And then it paid off. This guy was doing stadiums around the world
Around the world, yeah.
because he built himself up to that. Kendrick didn't do any of that. Like, he's putting the cart before the horse. Like,
Yeah.
he thought that the momentum that he got coming off of, the whole beef would be enough to put people in a seat in stadiums, but it's
Yeah.
not enough. You need something more substantive.
No. But yeah,
So,
exactly.
and then the fact that it's like, okay, now you got the chance to do the Super Bowl, and now everyone's like, okay, is he going to perform not like us? But then it's like, oh yeah, also too, SZA will be joining me for a halftime performance. Now it's like, it creates the question. Is she there because you can't hold your own on a stage? Because there was even questions like, oh, is The Weeknd going to bring out like Ariana Grande, and is he going to bring out guests for his performance? He had to come out and say, no, I'm doing it on my own. It's going to be all me the whole time. But he's shown that he could hold his own. He's not showing that he can hold his own. The fact that he's like, yo, SZA will be joining me. Why does she need to join you?
But they're not going to discuss that. That's the funny part. If he wasn't a hero right now, he would be getting killed for this whole and SZA.
Yeah.
He'd be getting destroyed for that. I'm telling you.
100%.
Like,
It's
what
the
do you
same.
mean and SZA? So SZA's doing a Super Bowl now too? It's a co-Super Bowl? Or is she, why didn't you just have her come out as a surprise
As
artist?
a surprise guest, yeah, why does her name need to be on the ticket? It's probably because there's probably a little bit of a fear that because it's a hip hop artist and it's a Super Bowl, the interest might not be there.
They need the female interest, right?
Yeah, so it's like, hey, SZA, she's R&B. She's someone that like she has a pretty big following, right? And then on top of that, a lot of young girls like her. Like millennial girls, Gen Z girls, they like her. So it's like they're probably more inclined to tune in because Kendrick by himself doesn't have enough that he can get a lot of people to tune in and watch.
100%. There's white women don't want to listen to Kendrick.
No.
They don't know probably half of his catalog. But SZA, on the other hand, oh, what's SZA gonna perform? So it makes sense.
And bro, half of his catalog is not even like palatable for the general audience that will be tuning in. Yeah, he has like some good tracks, but like people don't want to hear like, that thought-provoking
Yeah, swimming pool
philosopher king type shit. Like they
and
don't want to
King
hear that.
Kunta.
Yeah, like they don't want to hear that at the Super Bowl. You know what I mean? They want something that they could like sing along to. And where in his catalog does he really have that other than like maybe DNA and Not Like Us? Where else does he
And
have that?
be all right and all right. It's gonna be a lot of damn. It's gonna be a lot of I don't know. Best of luck to him and him and SZA.
Yeah, but it'll be interesting to hear like what Drake comes up with. I think like The Weeknd, he really set the bar high, I think, in terms of the project that he put out. And
One thing I do have to get at you and him the weekend about is him doing his little Tetris voices throughout the album.
are you talking about like the skits?
The skits. The skits. It was giving Idol. That's what it was getting. That's all I can hear is
You know what?
Tetris.
It clicked into me today after I saw the trailer that I think the skits that were being played in the album, I think, what is it? I lost my voice, right?
I think so.
I think that's a part that was taken from the movie. Like after I saw the trailer, it clicked to me that that's probably from the movie because even like the album cover, that the album cover that he ended up announcing a couple of hours before it came out, that was from a scene in the movie. And then
Yeah, that makes sense.
after seeing the trailer, there was a still. And then that still was the original album, was a picture of the original album cover. And then there's a part in the movie where he's like doing a performance, and then that picture from like that still image from the performance was the poster for his one night show in Brazil. So I think so that piece, and then certain scenes that were happening that I saw in the trailer directly correlate to what was happening in the correlate to lyrics in the album. So they're connected in that way, I think. So I think the whole Tedros thing is because it's
That's
from.
just again, the weekend played himself in the idol, and that's just his
But think
voice.
about this though, right? That look at it this way. The idol came out 2023. Now 2 years later, he's doing a movie. Do you think the average person even remembers the idol?
No.
That's why it's important to take breaks in between.
Yeah, 100%, 100%.
Like,
I remember.
no, you'll remember because you're someone that remembers that type of stuff. But the average person is going to completely forget what happened in the
100%,
idol.
100%,
And that's
100%.
why it's good to take breaks. If he did the idol and then he's like, oh yeah, also too, yo guys, in December I got a movie coming out.
No, it wouldn't
It
work. It
wouldn't
wouldn't
have
work.
worked like, and I don't even think the idol was bad. That's the
Yeah,
crazy.
I know that you and you
You think
only.
it was. So the way I'm looking at it is like, now I see that they're connected together in some form of fashion. And I think the album is part, it coincides with the storyline of the movie.
Yeah, I mean, again, don't get me wrong, it's a solid project, and then the movie will be something. And then The Weeknd, really and truly, he's one of a kind, right?
Yeah.
Again, he's one of a kind. His attention to detail and the music he makes, you just want to hear it in the stadium, really and truly. Like, and the way he's just tested it while traveling and doing different stadium tours, I mean, stadium concerts, it's just, you can hear it in the project, right? This music is made for stadiums. It's not made for you to listen in your car. Like, you want to be in a theater when you're hearing this. So
Yeah.
it's amazing that he could be an artist that creates this kind of sound.
But that's the thing, like that's why it's good to kind of like take your time with things too. And you know what I mean? Like
Yeah, you can
really
see how polished it is. Yeah.
very polished. Yeah, he takes his time with it. Like he doesn't rush into it. And the thing is, like, a lot of people are kind of joking because he put out that single Dancing in the Flames and then it didn't end up making it to the final album, right?
True.
But that's like just going through the iteration, like, okay, that single was really, it was backed by Apple too, because Apple's like, oh, the music video was shot on an iPhone, right? So it probably was a song that he probably was already iffy about, but Apple probably really liked it. So it's like, yo, if Apple's willing to bankroll some of the marketing or whatever, let's just put it to market and test it. They put it out. It didn't really get the response that you would hope for like a, a debut single for what's supposed to be his conclusion. And it's like, you know what? I'm not married to this song. We just won't include it in the finished product.
No,
Like
that's
that's the
fair
thing.
enough.
Like, but because he takes his time with it, he can put a song like that out in September and still be willing to discard of it a few months later. Because it's like, hey, I'm not in a rush to put this album out. Let's take our time and see what it is, right? So, I mean, look, the guy is my favorite artist. I'm not gonna,
Yeah, I wouldn't have known that. Wow, crazy.
but.
Surprise, surprise.
So, yeah, I thought he, was a well-crafted album. And I definitely think he set the bar high in terms of like album of the year. I mean, the year just kind of started, we're only a month in, but I
Yeah,
just.
it's interesting with these early projects, right? Like, you see Future last year, I think he was one of the first artists to drop. And that project was amazing, but like, and even I think Gunna as well was one that dropped early last year as well. But it's again, it's a long year, but not really. But for music, when there's music that drops every single week, right? Music comes and goes, and it's hard to kind of keep that longevity when you drop an album so early on in the year, right? And then you look at the Q3 or Q4, and just like there's new music that comes, right? So it'll be interesting to see how this how he works this project, right? I know he has the movie. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of music videos and the stadium tour. It'll be interesting to see how he stays somewhat relevant or keeps the music relevant, or how he pushes some of the songs that are more the popular ones.
I think it depends on what kind of caliber artist you are. Because, like, I think for someone like him, it's like, yo, I'm gonna start the year off, put out this album. And then I know, okay, May, I'm dropping this movie. And then also, too, I know I'm going on tour that same month. So now the success of that album is going into Q2, right? Going up until September. So at least three quarters of the year. You know, you did what you did, right? And then maybe even I would say maybe end of this year, early next year, it's like, okay, now I'm gonna do another leg in like Europe and like, you know, that part of the world and like Australia and New Zealand and stuff, right?
So
So
for those people, they'll be able to like tangibly feel it and understand the impact of the album for sure.
exactly, yeah. So I mean, so I think that's kind of like for him, the kind of tier that he's at, that's the strategy. I think for a guy, sorry, what were you gonna say?
I think overall, knowing the year we had last year and how big it was, essentially, I think it's going to be a down year for music.
This year?
I think it will be just because the beef created so much talk and just attention to music as a whole, well, in the hip hop, from a hip hop perspective, at least. But even with that, like again, there was the Cowboy Carter, there was all this that came from just so much attention on music that it made for a, I view it as a big year in music for sure. And I just feel like it'll be tough to replicate or to succeed 2024, but we'll see, you never know.
Yeah, I think it'll start strong because obviously, you know, 31st, we got this weekend album, 14th, we're supposed to be getting the Drake and Party album. And then after that, you know, it's like we'll see what comes next. Like,
That's what I'm saying,
and
right?
especially for someone like me, because I'm not really too tapped into the music the way I used to be when I was younger. I just think that there's a huge decline in terms of talent. And I just don't think these new generation of artists can match the level of artistry or thoughtfulness.
It's
Like,
not
even though,
groundbreaking anymore.
no,
It's
it's not.
just
And like, even though these two guys, you know, they have their beef, they don't get along, right? I could say that The Weeknd and Drake make very thoughtful music. I would say Drake, when he puts his mind to it, his music can be very thoughtful. When he leans too much into like the whole ATL trap, you know, girls want girls, that kind of stuff, you know, I'm not like, there's no thoughtfulness behind that.
Yeah, it's easy. It's easy music.
Yeah, but like when he's really in his bag, like he can say some bars where it's like, that's deep, you know what I mean? The Weeknd's music, it speaks for itself. Like this, the way he makes it so cinematic, the lyrics, the production, it's really a body of art, right? So when Drake is in his bag, he can really make good music. And Weeknd speaks for itself. But I don't see, outside of those two, I don't really see any artist that even comes close to that level of artistry, bro.
I mean, J. Cole's probably coming with the fall off this year, probably drops this year, the fall off. I'm sure Kendrick can't just disappear, right? Especially with the stadium tour coming. I'm sure he's planning to drop an album outside of the GNX album he dropped. I'm sure he's dropping something that's going to be more tailored to what he's going to be performing on tour. So that I guess will be interesting. But outside of that, again, who knows? There's always going to be the Sabrina Carpenters that come out of nowhere and all that too, right? So, who knows, right? Music is interesting, and they'll find a way to come up with some storyline that grabs our attention. But it'll be tough to top last year, I think.
Yeah, I would say though, I'm gonna just say this right now. If The Weeknd ever decides that yo, he's retiring from music,
Yeah. You going with them?
I may just retire from covering music, because at that point it's like, bro, like what's left, because do I really have the attention span?
You're not gonna cover Abel? The weekend's
Huh?
done. You can cover Abel, man.
If he does like something like, noteworthy, of course I'll be there to like cover, share my opinion and stuff like that. But I won't be like, man, do you see that photo? He was photoed out. Did you see the outfit? I'm not that kind of, I'm not that kind of content creator, bro.
Able fits, that's gonna be you.
Yeah, I'm not that kind of content creator, but
Yeah.
like I'm just here to talk about the stuff that interests, the stuff that's interesting, see if there's a way to tie it back to life.
Yeah.
But I'm not gonna be here doing the gossip, like, oh my God, he was holding hands with this girl, you see? Like
It's not pop culture, it's not in your wheelhouse, eh?
not the gossipy,
Am
TMZ
I?
side of things, bro. I don't know.
YMZ.
I'm not cut from that cloth, bro.
Yeah, I feel you. I feel you.
Yeah, I think this was a great episode. I think this is a great point to end here. I think we discussed a lot of great things, a lot of great points were raised on both sides.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. And start the new year off right. Even though we're a bit late into the new year, it's the second month of the new year, but who knows, time is of the
Man.
essence.
Yeah, better late than never, bro.
Exactly.
But yeah, there'll be definitely, a lot more episodes to come for sure.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
But yeah, Jordan, always great having you on, bro.
Thanks for having me, man. I appreciate it every time.
Of course, man. Until next time.
Look at you go, knocking stuff out, letting nothing get in the way. Whatever life throws at you, you throw it back at 97 miles an hour. And if the chips are down, you make more guacamole. Yes, you've got what it takes. Because there's no stopping you with you on your side. Everwise believes in the power of you, cheering as you take on the world. Everwise Credit Union. Confidence changes everything. Now go get 'em.